Made simple.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. We were elected to be representatives of our district. I don't know anybody except the people in the District of Illinois. And I'd say, you know what, you put us into office to come and limit the size of government, to quit spending money, get people back to work, and have some faith in us. I think we've got a good group of folks here that are going to be able to stand against special interests, that are going to be able to do the right thing, and we're just getting started. So it's going to be an interesting couple of years, and you know, ultimately, we're going to do the right thing.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. There's nothing quizzical about this. The new Congress lame duck session between now and the Christmas recess, what kind of trouble can they get in? I'll tell you one thing. That Senate Bill 510, the so-called Food Safety Enhancement Act, looks like it's going to be brought up for cloture. Be ready to kill it. You just heard from Congressman-elect Adam Kinzinger, who arrives in Washington with the new freshman class, all full of enthusiasm. This session of the Congress convening with members preparing to make major decisions on a host of contentious issues that could have major political ramifications for both President Obama and the incoming Republican House majority. A couple of new members were given a day-long orientation on the rules and the procedures governing life on Capitol Hill. Let's follow the old way of doing things, right? Here's John Carl from ABC reporting on the 109 new members of Congress, including 35 who never before held any kind of elective office.
Talking to reporters on Air Force One, President Obama acknowledged a, quote, obsession with his own policies.
In that obsessive focus on policy, I neglected some things that matter a lot to people, and rightly so, you know, maintaining a bipartisan tone in Washington.
Now he faces a new Republican majority with a different obsession, stopping his policies. They started arriving Sunday, Washington's largest freshman class in a generation, 109 of them new to Congress. 35 of them have never before held elected office.
Then let's change the people who run it.
Washington has lost complete touch with us, the little guy.
Because I'll bring the axe to Washington.
They're political amateurs and proud of it.
The pizza man,
from the ground
Bobby Schilling,
like
from Illinois.
So my new stopping grounds.
Dentist, Dr. Paul Gosar from Arizona.
I don't know that we have a plan yet, but just getting back to the basics of personal accountability.
The football player, former Eagles offensive tackle John Runyon from New Jersey. All 6'7", 300 pounds of him.
It's really time to get to work.
And the rancher, Christy Noem from South Dakota. The last time we saw her was on horseback during the campaign.
South Dakotans make better decisions what to do with their money than the government does.
To most of the new Republicans, that means rolling back much of what President Obama has done over the past 2 years.
He can't afford any more taxes. We don't need any more over-regulating.
As for the Democrats, the new minority party in the House is expected to re-elect Nancy Pelosi as leader.
After many
a move
years
moderates like Keith Schuller of North Carolina say would be a mistake.
We've just come off the largest, devastating loss for the Democratic Party in almost a century. And to be able to put Speaker Pelosi as minority leader is truly unacceptable for our party.
Congressman Schuller says that he will run against Pelosi if nobody else does. But Pelosi's support among Democrats up here is strong. There just aren't that many moderates left to vote against her. Meanwhile, the president is greeting the new Republicans with an olive branch of sorts. He says he favors a moratorium on those congressional earmarks, that spending that many of them consider just wasteful and campaigned on ending.
Next up on the countdown, CBS's Bob Schieffer speaking with another new politician, Senator-elect Rand Paul. And Schieffer asks him if he'll be able to compromise, do any compromise with the Democrats.
Polls show overwhelmingly that voters want the two sides to find compromise. Do you come to Washington to compromise?
Well, I think there is room for compromise. I think that overwhelmingly the polls also show that people are concerned about the debt
And you have, you know, reasonable people saying that, you know, one of the biggest threats to our national security is the debt. So I say the compromise is often you've had Republicans who say, oh, we'll cut domestic spending, but we won't touch the military. And then you have some good people on the left who say, well, the debt is a problem. I mean, Steny Hoyer has also said, you know what, the national debt is a threat to our security. So there are good people on the left who are saying this, but their compromise has to be they have to cut domestic spending. So really, if you're serious about the budget, you have to look at the entire budget, military and domestic, if you want to make a dent in the debt.
Are you willing to cut both sides, including military?
Absolutely. And you have to look at it. There's no way else. You know, it's just, it's all consuming between entitlements and then the domestic spending and then the national defense. If you don't look at all of it, you don't get anywhere close. And this is an exploding problem, getting worse as we speak.
David Axelrod, one of the president's senior advisors, says that the president has called nearly every newly elected Republican in the Congress and all of the newly elected senators. What did he say to you?
He hasn't gotten through to me yet, but I'd love to speak with the president. I haven't heard that I've gotten a phone call, but I think I would hear about that if the president calls. But I would love to speak with the president and show him that people coming from the Tea Party can work with people from the other side of the aisle. But really, we have to be serious about what we do about the debt.
What would you say to him? What would be the first thing you'd say?
Laughingly said the other day, I'd like my kids would like to meet his kids. So I think getting to know people personally is a good step forward in having dialogue up here. And then from that, I would say that I do like the fact that they appointed the debt commission. I think we're showing people who have serious ideas about trying to address the debt. And I want to be one of those who is part of the debate about how do we fix our country? How do we get out of this mess?
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
This guy I met online, he could be anyone. How can I know who to trust?
With FinVerified.com, you can run instant background checks right from your home computer for free.
With FinVerified, I know exactly who I'm meeting before the first date.
My accountant, my mortgage broker, and even my electrician. Now I know I can trust him.
No stranger comes around my growing family without a background check.
Search anyone, even yourself. What turns up just might surprise you.
Visit FinVerified.com/Radio4 for a free trial of unlimited background checks.
FinVerified.com.
Victor Ray, this is Scorpion 23, traveling west on MSR Vernon for Victor. 16 packs, request MSR status, over. Roger, Scorpion 23, all MSRs and AOR red past 24 hours, 3 IEDs on MSR Vernon.
Victor entry, this is Scorpion 23, one Victor hit by IED at Green, Mike Bravo, 310-737, taking small arms fire. Request QRF and medevac at this location, over.
In war, there will always be casualties. And for our wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. American troops who suffer traumatic injuries need the support of every American. Join us and send your message of support to our wounded warriors and their families at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Later in the hour, 800-510-8255, as we review the top hits through the week on the countdown and the Congress and politics, old and new. Focus here is Greg Walden up next, the chairman of the GOP transition team. He's got a message to you as to what the Republicans are going to present. What can you expect from them in the new Congress?
For too long, Washington has been doing what's best for Washington, and they get away with it. Too often, accountability counts for nothing, and transparency for even less, and common sense, well, it's an endangered species. That's why our leader, John Boehner, has pledged to run the House of Representatives differently than it's been run in the past, by both parties. And he's asked me to lead a transition effort designed to ensure our new majority will be ready to serve as the people's voice and implement the proposals that Americans are demanding. So we've assembled a transition team of proven reformers, including citizens newly elected to Congress who have jumped at the opportunity to begin changing Congress before being sworn in. The incoming Republican freshman class, well, it's no ordinary group. Nearly half of its roughly 80 members have never served in elective office before. So they bring a fresh perspective and a lot of the energy, intelligence, and experience that we want to incorporate into how we implement reforms that give the government back to the people. And for this reason, we're not only including them in the transition to a new majority, but also giving them a seat at the leadership table in the next Congress. We've already begun initiating changes to open up the People's House, including installing public cameras in the Powerful Rules Committee. That's where they decide which bills and which amendments come to the floor for a vote. We're evaluating how Congress operates to make sure there's time for lawmakers to actually read the bills before they're voted on, and to make certain every one of those bills contains a clear citation of constitutional authority. We want taxpayers to be able to keep tabs on bills as they're being written and hearings as they're happening. We've got the people's business to do, and the people have the right to watch that business being done.
Time now for a visit to the Fox Newsroom, or Fox Sports. No, this is the Fox Talk Room, where Martha McCallum speaks with Representative John Shadegg. He was a freshman in 1994. Got a few lessons to pass on to the class of 2010.
When you look back at 94, there was the same kind of excitement and enthusiasm that things were finally going to change in Washington. What disappointed you back then? And what would you advise these new members?
Well, I think the thing that you discover when you get here is that this is a very, very hard town to change. You arrive and you run into the old bulls who like things the way they are. There are traditions and there are customs and there are people with power already accumulated, and trying to change those things becomes very, very, very difficult. And I heard Adam, and I think he's right. He needs to pay attention to the people that elected him, not to the people in this town, and he needs to do what he told the electorate he would do. But it turns out that's pretty darn hard. This is a town that resists change and resists reform like no other town.
Well, how optimistic are you? I mean, does it feel different this time around? Are the American people more engaged than they were then? You know, how does it feel different?
I think it is different. I think it's very different. In one way, I think that our class came in after 40 years of not having been in power. We didn't realize any mistakes that we were about to run into. This class has seen not only the preceding majority, the Democrat majority, not listen to the American people and not fulfill their promises, but they watched Republicans who were elected in 1994 promise to change this town and then ultimately, quite frankly, as a group, let this town change them. So this class is on notice that they better be paying attention to the American people, they better be keeping the promises they made,
yeah,
and they better just make progress. I think it is they have a much better chance than we had.
You know, I think a lot of Americans truly hope so. And we were just looking at some pictures of the Contract with America, and we know that in the years that followed that, spending soared in Washington. And you know what? I think the American people, to a certain extent, had a little bit of patience for it because the economy was in a totally different situation. You know, I don't think there's the patience. I think these people will be tossed out if they don't do what they said they were going to do. And many of those, you know, old guard that you mentioned, may be tossed out as well in 2012.
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. If this class does not do what it promised to do, or if the old bulls here resist them in doing it and they fail to do what they promised, shrink the size of government, have it become more accountable, have it listen to the people, keep the promises they made, I think you're absolutely right, Martha. They'll be thrown out on their air very, very quickly. And that's the challenge for them. They have to figure that out. And they will face resistance from the old bulls in this town. Yeah. Trust me.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Or you can go to Twitter.com/talkradiocountdown. Or the text line is 646-926-DOUG. Don't you love all the ways we have of being in touch?
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour, and the Talk Radio Countdown is the focus is after the election, the lame duck session. Usually they're unpopular and unproductive. Nothing suggests otherwise this year. Look out for Senate 510. More on that in the next half hour. 7 weeks ahead of the House takeover by the Republicans, Democrats, and some of the more invigorated Republicans are in there to sort of tech on. There are four or five really contentious issues. And you think anything's really going to get done? Congress will be in session for about a week, break for Thanksgiving, and then come back for another week. Mostly the attention this week will be on activities off the House and Senate floors, the back room, if you will. Here's a radio host, Jay Weber, discussing what he thinks we can expect to be accomplished, if anything.
Are they going to angrily try to cram through as much stuff as possible, as was the prediction ahead of time, was one of my predictions. I thought, oh, they're going to come back angry and mean and nasty and try to ram a bunch of stuff through. Or are they going to largely capitulate to the desires of the voters? What might come up? Well, the Washington Post says lame duck sessions are usually unpopular and unproductive, and nothing suggests that otherwise this year, and they're probably right. Congress has to act on Bush tax cuts, of course. They're expiring at year's end, and if they don't extend the Bush tax cuts, all of our taxes go up, so that's likely to take place. The only arguing is being done over, you know, what the ultimate result would be. And then there's the fact that lawmakers failed to pass even a single annual spending bill this year, and the funds are needed to keep federal agencies financed to avoid a government shutdown, so they'll probably have to get that done. And then everything else is really up in the air. Democrats still have sizable majorities in the House and the Senate, and they would like to, for example, give Social Security checks out to recipients to make up for the no cost of living increase next year. They'd like to send $250 checks again to Social Security recipients. The Democrats would like to extend unemployment benefits yet again, believe it or not. They want to end Don't Ask, Don't Tell. They want to ratify a nuclear weapons reduction treaty with Russia. They want to extend government oversight of food safety. They want to do all these things. They want to pass the DREAM Act if they can. The DREAM Act is a way to legalize the children of illegal aliens if they were to go to college or serve in the military. So they have a great wish list of things to do. What they'll actually get done, probably very little. They'll probably pass some form of extension of the Bush tax cuts. It sounds like any plan that's passed now is a win for the bulk of the American people. Obama wants to see the tax cuts extended permanently for the middle class, but only temporarily for the so-called rich, those making over $250,000 a year. He wants maybe a 2 or 3 year extension on those before they kick back in to tax the so-called rich. The Republicans think they have the advantage on this issue, though, and they do, I believe, and they'll be holding out for making those tax cuts permanent for all. So we'll see how that goes. As for the DREAM Act and repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell and all the rest, the chances that that stuff gets done are remote. I think they're quite slim. I'd also instruct the Republicans to keep their eyes open for tricks, add-ons, hijinks, because, you know, I could see Harry Reid and the Democrats trying once again to get the union cheating bill through. Card check. This is another promise that the Obama administration made to get hundreds of thousands of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars in financing from the unions. The unions spent hundreds of millions of dollars getting Democrats elected in 06 and 08 with the promise that once they regained the majority, they would get their union cheating bill through Congress. They would get card check. Well, they didn't. And if it isn't passed now, it might not ever be passed. It might not even be an instance of, well, we need to wait now for Democrats to take over again, and it could be a long, long time. Union card check might be dead if they don't pass it in the next couple of weeks. If the GOP takes over the Senate and the House in 2012, I'd be surprised if the Republicans just don't pass a federal bill that guarantees a final secret ballot vote in all union ratifications. That would block any attempt to cheat by the unions and do it permanently. But the lame duck starts today. We'll see if there's any sort of fire, any sort of venom left, any suggestion that Pelosi and Reid will just go for broke here and be mean and nasty and to hell with the results of the election, or whether they really have been cowed into submission. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see what happens this week.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have smart holiday gifts at great prices this season. This week, buy $60 of HP Ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Office Depot, our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals.
Offers valid in-store only while supplies last. No rent checks. Offer valid through 11-2010. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx. We've been working together with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies for many years. Did you know in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive their early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Some babies never come home. Help bring more babies home healthy. Join me and the March of Dimes in fighting premature birth. Go to marchofdimes.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Come.
Talk radio coast to coast.
The truth about the Congress, the Republicans, the Democrats, the lame duck session. What do you want to know? What do you want to say? More importantly, now is the time to call right now. 800-510-8255 for a little enlightenment on the congressional situation. I promised I would update you on Senate Bill 510, which I will do after we listen to radio host Jimmy Cephalo speaking with Politico's Jonathan Allen about what to expect from there. So we got all these people. What do we expect? What do we expect? All right, one more couple of minutes on that, and then we'll go on.
It looks like, I think it was David Axelrod who said yesterday on Fox News Sunday that there was no bend in the Bush tax cuts elements about keeping them for the lower income brackets, but getting rid of them for the higher end. Will they get anything done, or are we all going to pay more money for taxes come January 1?
Well, it's interesting what you say there. David Axelrod has said that there's no bend on the White House on the one part of this that's 100% popular with everybody in the country, which is to keep middle-class taxes the same. There will be some action to prevent taxes from going up on middle-class taxpayers and also the lower-income brackets as well. Whether that happens between Thanksgiving and Christmas or shortly after the new year with the tax cuts being retroactive to the beginning of the year remains to be seen. Right now, the government's operating under what's called a continuing resolution that is sort of a punt from earlier this year in which government agencies are funded at the same levels they have been rather than sort of being rejiggered the way that they typically are every year. The Congress is going to have to either put all of the appropriations bills, which they failed to do before the election, put them all together into one bill and pass that. It's called an omnibus. More likely what they'll do is something called a continuing resolution I was just talking about, but another one that is either short-term kicking the problems into the next Congress, you know, into January, February, March, something like that,
right,
or a full-year continuing resolution, which would go to September 30th of next year.
It seems that the freshmen who are up there for orientation, the largest freshman class in Congress we've had in about 60 years, they're getting as much play as the returners for this important lame duck session. It seems one message is coming out of them, especially from the Republican side, which is this.
Don't become Washingtonized. Don't become part of this city. Don't become part of this process.
Well, there's certainly a sort of anti-government sentiment that runs through not just Republicans at large, but, I mean, you've got specifically the Tea Party movement that helped elect Republicans into the majority, and I think not being Washingtonized, not being co-opted by the system is part and parcel of that sentiment. I think what you're going to see is a tension constantly between some of these folks who got elected who want to solve problems and the people who elected them that want to make sure that they're not involved in too many backroom deals. And so I think that's going to be a consistent and constant point of tension for this new class that comes in, how to get things done without becoming part of the system that you got elected to certainly to change, if not to destroy.
Okay, so there's Jimmy Cephalo speaking with Jonathan Allen from Politico. What to expect? What do you expect? 800-510-8255. All right, I'm going to bring you up to date on something that on this program and other programs that I do from the Things to Know department. This has come up at least four times over the past year and a half, and each time because of help from folks like you and other programs like this and people understanding what the local food buying process is all about and how skullduggerous the FDA is and the government in general. We have seen last week, we were talking positively, actually earlier this week, about the cigarette packs and the graphic images and how that probably is a good idea. But for the most part, the FDA is like the rest of this particular government and governments in the past 10 years want to just really get in your face and get into your life. And so with that, I will give you a little background on the so-called FDA Food Safety Modernization Act. This may come up for a vote during this lame duck session. As I said, it's been up three times already and has been defeated each time, mostly by the interests of small groups of farmers. Pretty unprecedented, because most of the time when the big ag companies or any big corporate interests get behind a bill, it's curtains for the small free enterprise businesses. This bill, if you've not heard about it before, is aimed at supposedly making the food supply safer. The only thing is it does exactly the opposite. And each time there's been a problem, you remember the recent egg scandal, there actually was another one a week or so ago, there was a milk scandal, the spinach scandal, the lettuce scandal, where all of the problems that developed were as a result of dealing with huge companies, huge co-ops, huge agribusinesses who really don't care about you. They don't care about anything except the bottom line. Whereas the local farmer who's producing dairy or fruits and vegetables or any number of things, even wine and grapes and that sort of thing, there has never been a problem. There isn't a problem with delivery of the food from the farmer that you know. And the local boy movement has so rapidly grown. In the last year alone, 11-12% increase in buying of local products and produce. And the grocery stores are recognizing that. You know that. When you go into the grocery store, you see all this emphasis now on where the food came from and locally grown. And here's the picture of the farmer and all that stuff. Well, nothing still beats going to the farm to get the products, but at least we're sort of on the right direction. And this educational bent that some people seem to be on to find a way to get people to understand where food actually comes from, it really is gaining traction and momentum. So the big corporations and the grocery store chains are another bad element in all of this, because they don't like losing control of having your dollar. They're used to it since World War II, as the size of these great big combines, these big Stop and Shop and Albertsons, and they buy up the little stores, and it's the same thing as Walmart and Walgreens. They all are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, so you become less and less of a focus of them. But people have said when it comes to food, stop. And so this Food Safety Modernization Act is a result of the essence of the big companies losing control. So there are all kinds of onerous things that are put into this bill that would basically shut down local food production. It would. I've had four or five people who have been guests on various radio programs I've done say the same thing about this. When you read between the lines, it is death to local buying. And that's why there's been resistance along the way. And the bill has been sent back to committee. It's been not voted. It's just been ignored. But now, once again, the FDA and Harry Reid trying to stop debate by invoking cloture. So the best chance to defeat this bill is to defeat the cloture motion, which requires a three-fifths majority of the full Senate. In other words, it requires 60 votes to pass. Senate 510 is a major threat, the most serious threat the local food movement has ever seen. It expands the FDA jurisdiction over commerce, makes one-size-fit-all regulations that none of the small farmers can afford, $140,000, $145,000 a year just to buy the equipment and keep the regulatory action, and again, for no purpose. It doesn't work. It isn't necessary. So everybody's invited, urged to call or facture Senator, both of them, from your state. There's a couple of online petitions to reject to Senate 510, and I'll make sure that those are up on the website, DougStephan.com. You can state your feelings, but you can go to congress.org and type in your zip code in the box in the upper right-hand column, click on your senator's name, and then on the contact tab of their phone and fax number, you can get that information. Call the switchboard at 202-224-3121. The FDA has more than adequate power right now under existing law to ensure food safety and effectively deal with the illness outbreaks. The problem is they don't do their job. They have never, until the outbreak of Salmonella with the big egg company, in 40 years they've never been once on the property where the problem existed. So what happens with this bill? It gives the FDA power to regulate food across state lines so that you can't buy a head of lettuce that comes from New Hampshire, let's say, to Massachusetts, unless it's inspected and it could be seized. They can keep you from selling whatever it is that you want to sell. Hurts the ability of the nation to be self-sufficient in food production because it will shut down all these small farms and bring in more Chinese food, more foreign food that doesn't get inspected. They have an unfair advantage. It's amazing. Food imports get an advantage. They don't get inspected. Everybody says, okay, come on, let's have it. The FDA gives people who are like me, I'm a small dairy farmer, it dictates how I will grow the corn that I feed. And it applies this, it tells you from whom you can buy it, like Monsanto. It's the end of freedom as far as food is concerned. So take note, if you will, please, of this problem, and please do something about it for yourself, for your family, for the health of the country. Please call your senators, both of them, tell them to oppose Senate Bill 510, the FDA Food Safety Modernization Act. I go on and on about it, but we got to get to your calls up next here on the countdown.
Okay, that's 700 orders of manicotti to go. So, are you an elf?
Was it the ears, the bells, my zeal for Italian cuisine?
Well, it's just that.
I know, you don't get many elves in here, right? But with my Discovered card, I get 5% cashback bonus. And that, my friend, is some real cannoli.
Now through December, get 5% cashback bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
How clean is your tap water? Well, according to recent news reports, the water right out of your tap may contain levels of prescription drugs, recycled sewage, and other chemicals that are just bad for you. Some get filtered out, some don't. Now, from Aquasana, there's a new way to get great tasting and guaranteed healthy drinking and bathing water for your entire house for less than $800 with a whole house water filter system. When you shower and bathe in clean water, you'll notice softer skin and hair in 1 week, guaranteed. Learn how you can have clean, healthy water for your entire house for less than $800 or 12 easy equal payments. Call today and save $200. 800-608-1780. 800-608-1780. 800-608-1780 or visit showerfilter.com.
I'm always looking for easy holiday entertaining ideas.
Member Tiffany Hurst on the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club event.
I get to try appetizers, entrees, ooh, cheesecake.
And more. Plus, join at the event for a $10 gift card to use at the Day After Thanksgiving event.
I sample, then I serve. It's a mom's job.
Look for the insert in your paper Wednesday, then visit the event November 19th to the 21st, 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. Not a member? Sign up and get your bonus gift card. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Doing a higher and better job here of getting the communication from you to the rest of the world is the Talk Radio Review, the essence of our discussion here, the Congress coming back to town, getting involved in bills, and hopefully there's nothing that's going to happen other than perhaps fixing the tax mess. You don't want anything else to happen, do you, or do you? What do you want to see this lame duck Congress do? Ed, listening in Washington with what he wants to see.
Right now, you know, everything is all backroom deals. American people really have no idea what's going on in Congress. I think it should be more transparent. I think they should absolutely have in public the meetings between the president, between the conferences. You know, we need to know who's getting money from who. We need to have an audit of the Federal Reserve. We need to have, you know, we need to change these campaign finance laws. I mean, money is pretty much fueling everything right now. I mean, I just think there's so many things that, you know, need to be changed in order to make this democracy work. And right now, I want to see, you know, who's paying who. You know, where is this money coming from? I want to know what they're talking about, who's making backroom deals. I mean, the whole drama with Senator Nelson with the health care reform and all that. I want to know, who's making these decisions and who's gaining and who's losing from these decisions as well. I think that all these amendments that are being added at the last second on top of bills also need to be given at least a 72-hour window. And I absolutely would read. I can't say I would read every single bill. I mean, these bills, some of these are thousands of pages, but I would read the bills that are relevant. For example, the health care bill is very important to Americans. I would read that one. I would also want to know who wrote these bills. I mean, are these health care industries, from what I'm hearing, is they're the ones that are writing these bills. For example, the health care bill. And, yes, I would want to know. I would want to read the bill. I want to know who wrote the bill.
All right. Don't you want to know the same thing? Guy's right on, isn't he? Thank you, Ed. 800-510-8255. Transparency in the new Congress. One of the things that has come out, this push to ban earmarks, and a lot of pressure from the new Republicans, incoming Tea Party freshman congressman, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky in the Senate, who has been a staunch supporter of the practice of adding earmarks to spending bill, said, quote, "I know the good that has come from the projects I've helped support through my states, all over my state. I don't apologize for them, but there is simply no doubt that the abuse of this practice has caused Americans to view it as a symbol of the waste, fraud, corruption, out-of-control spending that every Republican in Washington is now determined to fight." The president has called for earmark reform. That didn't stop McConnell from saying nearly every day the Senate has been in session for the past 2 years. "I have said the Democrats are ignoring the wishes of the American people." All right, so politics, politics, and more politics. Judy, you're in Michigan, I understand, and you want to talk, so let's listen.
Yeah, I'd like to say that while the issue of transparency is critical, I think what the American people said in the election was it's not just an issue of transparency, but an issue of responsiveness. I think there's a cynical sense out there, and we can watch everything, but if we don't actually have access, and the people who are being watched don't really care how what they do impacts us. My husband works in the state of Nebraska because he lost his job. So in order to feed our family, he's 10 hours away from us, and I see him once a month. This is the kind of stuff that I don't think is really on the front burner in the minds of the folks that we would be watching. I'm totally in favor of transparency. It's critical that we have ways to access this, including the committees, and we should be able to have a feed where we could, with a computer, essentially select the activities of our particular congressperson and have that come up as feed. What did they do today? And I think if each particular congressperson was aware of that kind of scrutiny, they would be less apt to be exposed to lobbyists, because that exposure would be revealed.
All right, quick call. Daniel in St. Louis, you have the floor.
Good morning. I'd like to go back to Obama and his transparency from the White House and what happened in the meetings with all these corporate executives, and how what deals were made, but in regards to the Congress, I'd like to see the Rules Committee opened up. I'd like to see all the committees opened up, and yes, I'd watch. As far as I'm concerned, they should open up the calendars of the congressmen, the White House, and everyone else, as long as it doesn't endanger anyone.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBlue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
5-5. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are, and so you are. I'm Doug Steffen here, inviting you to continue along with your thoughts at 800-510-8255. The new Congress, the old Congress, coming together to try at least to straighten out a couple of things before the end of the year, but not mess things up. Again, keep in mind the Senate 510 request that I made. Others who will be in the know will be asking that same question. One of those sneaky, really sneaky moves. Nobody really, everybody's been trying to hide this. Let's sneak it through, and they can't sneak it through. That's an example of the other stuff that you want to see curtailed, right? Paul, you're in Alabama, and you are concerned, so let's hear the concern.
Well, I think one thing, they need to be more transparent about this tax cut for, you know, they're talking about for the rich. I am a Republican. I have had a small business. And, you know, if somebody has $250,000 income off of a small business, you know, I think giving them a tax break on that would prohibit them from reinvesting, and so they could depreciate more equipment. You know, we had a business prior to the collapse of the economy, and we're trying to look at ways to get back into business, so I watch it very close. But I know from my experience, as long as you have equipment to depreciate, your taxes go down. You know, if they give all these people a cut for not doing anything, I don't think that will be a positive for the economy. I just don't. I think, you know, I'd like to see them, you know, I just don't agree, because I know. I know how it works. I'd like to say one thing, that's the first thing that I've ever saw Mr. Schumer say that I ever agreed with.
Chuck Schumer from New York on the issue of tax cuts, 800-510-8255. Let's move a little bit up north to New Jersey. WVNJ Charles, you're there. Let's hear from you.
I would like to see the president and also the Congress be more transparent. And the reason for that is I'm a senior citizen, and they knocked down twice our cost of living increase. Now, a month or so ago, the president spoke that he was going to do something, try to get $250 passed through Congress, whatever, to give the seniors a break because we're not getting the money again. Now I've heard nothing about it. It's like dead. It stopped. There's nothing in the press about it, nothing on television anymore. You know, it's an inconsistency. The president says stuff and he doesn't follow through on it. I think it should be passed that all the seniors get the $250. We need it. It said the cost of living didn't go up. Everything that I... My food went up, my utilities went up, medical expenses, everything else. You know, I'm 68 years old and I'm on disability. You know, I look forward to that cost of living. This is the second time they knocked it down. He said he was going to try to get everybody $250, but it's dead. Congress has to probably pass it. He hasn't said anything about it. He's inconsistent.
Well, if you you have a disability and that makes it more difficult, but a lot of seniors want to be able to work. There should be no limit on what seniors can make, right? What kind of nonsense is that? One of the questions coming up in the email back and forth, Doug@DougStephan.com, will a lame duck Congress vote on immigration legislation is a question from Steve. That is a good question. I'd be interested. We'd all be interested in seeing some kind of action there. But again, there's not much going to happen other than what actually has to happen. Alan, you're in North Carolina. What are you hoping for?
Yes. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. What I wanted to talk about was the arrogance of congressmen like Chuck Schumer when he's talking about, I think it would be better to give tax cuts to this person than that person, but it wouldn't be good to give it to the millionaires. Has he forgot that that's their money? It doesn't belong to the government. They act like it's their money and that they're doing you a favor by letting you keep your own money. It's not their money. It's our money that we work for. And they sit up there and spend trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that they have no way to pay for on the craziest programs you can ever imagine in your life. Like there's an endless supply of money. It doesn't make any sense at all what's going on in Washington. And one of the biggest dangers of this company is you talk about transparency. Well, first you have to do something about the apathy of the American people.
Wow, what a great call. It is their money, our money, your money. Why? Who do they think they are? Rick in Virginia, final comment in this hour.
I don't know what to expect. You know, the House is in Republican hands, and then Democrats have control of it, the Senate still. Unfortunately, I think we'll just see more of the same, but just intensified. The fights will just be way worse. Instead of us concentrating on what we need to, I mean, this Obama set up this debt commission, and they came out with a rough draft last week. And nobody's talking about anything, any of the proposals in that thing to seriously reduce our deficit. Yeah. So I think it'll be just more of the same, unfortunately. Well, I'd much rather see them out in public. That way the public is more engaged and they can, you know, express their views a little better. I'm tired of the backroom drama. You know, I don't want any leadership committees. I don't want them huddling, you know, behind office doors. I'd love for it to be out in public.
All right, sir. Thank you. This program is irreplaceable, says Mark. Well, thank you, Mark, for that input. This is the Talk Radio Review.